Sens analyst Jamie Baker for round two playoff predictions. How are you doing this morning, Bakes?
Sitting in third place, but I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, all right. I remember you with a very strong Florida sweep of Washington, I believe.
I was surprised that the matchup was as close as it was.
Yes,
and it's affecting my pick in the next round. I'm leaning towards Florida. I haven't decided yet. It's going to be a last-minute decision on Florida.
Bakes, don't let JR put you on the ropes here. He's trying to point out your errors before we make our picks. He was not perfect either. He got lucky with a couple of picking the number of games. He was only 5-3.
Some would say there's more skill in that, Simmer. Some would say there's more skill in predicting the number of games. But,
so, JR, you were 5-3, and
No, I went 6-2, did I? No, I went 6-2, but I got three series dead on. So good for me.
But back-to-back years, Jake Bakes, I went 8-0, and somehow there aren't bonus points. It doesn't really add up.
There are bonus points for correct amount of games,
thank
and you,
you
didn't hit any.
Thank you. All right, here's the standings after round one. Simmer, 9 points. JR, 9 points. Bakes, 8 points. Hammer, 6 points.
Giving you guys a chance.
Double the points for round two. So every correct pick is worth 2 points in terms of the team. Do we want to go 2 points for number of games or leave it at one? I'll leave that up for a vote.
No, two for everything. Make it more fun. There's only four series.
You're good with that, Bakes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go in order of how the series will begin, and we'll start from last to first. So, Hammer, you get to go first with the first series, which is the... what was the gong show in the Glades?
The gong show in the Glades.
Oh, that is pretty. That's a good handle, actually.
Yeah. Not the Battle of Florida. We decided we didn't like that. All right, so game one goes tonight at 7 o'clock between those two teams. Now, they split the season series, each team winning twice. Florida won the last game, Tampa won the last game 8-4 after Florida had won 9-3. So a couple of shootout games between these two teams. Of course, rematch of last year's playoffs, which Tampa won in 6 games. The Panthers have home ice advantage. Game one goes tonight. Hammer, you get the first pick. Who's winning and how many games?
In the words of Chris Neal, Tampa's fun is done. Their reign of being Stanley Cup champions is over here. I kind of gave away my pick yesterday. I think the Lightning, they went through a lot in that 7-game series with the Leafs and Braden Point being out, and I don't think he's got a sniff of a chance of getting into this series. So I like the Panthers. Vasilevsky, they're still going to win some games. I'm between 6 and 7.
You need to pick one.
But I'm liking a steal in Tampa of ending it in 6 games.
All right, so you got Tampa in 6 games. Wow. Let's go to our third place finisher, Jamie Baker.
I am going Florida in 6 games. That is my decision.
You just made that on the spot based on Hammer going opposite of Hammer? You went same as him.
Same.
I was between Tampa 7 or Florida winning a series, like I said. And I'm not – Hammer didn't influence me whatsoever. I just – Braden Point being out. I don't know why. In my NHL network or the NHL bracket that I'm in, I picked Tampa to go to the finals. But I thought they got outplayed against Toronto, and I thought Florida should have been a little better against Washington. But for some reason, I think this is going to be Florida's year. So I'm taking Florida in 6.
Okay. All right. I'll go next, Simmer, since you went 8-0.
Okay.
You get the first place
finish.
Thank
you very much.
Okay. I am actually going to take, despite the injury to Braden Point, I'm actually going to take Tampa in this series. I was not impressed with what I watched of Florida. I still think that they have a huge edge in net, despite the fact Vasilevsky did not necessarily play that well. I still like kind of, you know, the top line players. And I want to go against you guys as well. So I'm going to go with the defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. And I as well will say they will take the series in 6 games. Simmer.
Yeah, and I also want to say Bakes texted me. He wanted to call it the Battle of the Cougars. I said, he can't do that. That's what Maxwell's was in the early 90s. Yeah. So we don't want to
Cougar,
that.
Somebody suggested the Cougar
the
Cup.
Cougar
yeah.
this is one theory is that Toronto's such a good team, and they had them on the ropes, but I do think that they were there for the taking. The foot speed on the back end. Barkov does not have a matchup like he did in Kuznetsov. Old Barky's going to be barking. Hoobie's going to be hoobying. I'm going to go I go Panthers in five.
Blowout.
Bold, dude.
Okay, I like it. All right. Okay, game number two starts tonight as well, series number two. That is St. Louis at Colorado. These two teams played last year. Colorado swept St. Louis in four straight. Avalanche won the season series 2-1, although two of the three games were played in the first couple of weeks of the season. They only played one game later on in the season together. I'll go first on Bakes goes first on this one. Bakes, you got it. St. Louis at Colorado. What do you like?
Well, I don't see this being a sweep like last year. I do think Colorado breaks through and finally gets past the second round. I think there could be a couple overtime games, but I think they do it in six games. I know that St. Louis is deep. They had a great series against Minnesota, but I think this Colorado team's still a little too fast, a little too deep, a little too good for St. Louis, so I'm taking Colorado in six.
All right. I called St. Louis as my wild card good team to begin the playoffs, and I'm going to go out on the limb and take the St. Louis Blues to beat the Colorado Avalanche in the second round, and I say they go into Colorado and they win it on game seven. Wow. I will take the Blues in seven.
That's bold cotton.
Thank you.
That's a good series, though. That's a good series you have set up for us.
Thank you. You're welcome. You can stay up late for that one. Simmer.
You know what? No, I feel like the Avs, interestingly enough, it's not the grind that St. Louis was when they won. It's more of a wide-open style that lends itself better to Colorado. So I'll take the Avs in five.
Okay. All right, another blowout series from Simmer. All right, this is going to be terrible this round, too. Hammer.
I'm going opposite than I did in the first round with a lot of long series. I do like the Avalanche pulling this one out, but it's going to go the distance. It's going to be fun. Seven games.
Okay. Series number three is Rangers-Carolina. Canes took three of the four regular season games, and three of those four actually happened in the final 6 weeks of the season. So we've got some recent history to go on. Canes could be getting Freddie Anderson back at some point in the series, although maybe not for round one. So I'll go first on this one. I think this has the potential of being the shortest series, although Shesterkin kind of found his game toward the end of the first round series, but I think Carolina is going to win it. I want to go five, but I'm going to give the Rangers two games because I think Chris Kreider's playing at a really high level. So I'll take Carolina in six games. Simmer.
Yeah, I just think Carolina's going to pick them apart. Nervous about Ranta, but still at the end of the day, they expose them. That's a well-oiled machine. Once again, I'll go Carolina in five.
All right, Hammer.
I really thought the Rangers found their game a little bit at the tail end. I know Pittsburgh didn't have Sid, but they won the last three games. I'm sticking with Carolina, but I'm thinking it's going to go seven games, this bad boy. Right
All
now.
Right, Bakes?
I'm with Simmer. I look at this Carolina team, and I know they struggled in Boston, but when they're on their game, they are so good. And if the Rangers struggled against Pitt, I think they'll struggle even more against Carolina. Well-oiled machine that was just spoken of, and I am taking Carolina in five.
Carolina in five. Okay, wow. So are you guys just going to all agree with each other, or am I the only person that's got some...
We've got a different amount of games here.
What are you complaining about? You have a chance to win. This is how you're going to win.
Exactly. Thank you.
Don't be part of the crowd.
And you know, whatever I pick, the opposite always happens. Okay, so last but not least is the Battle of Alberta begins tomorrow night with Game 1. Edmonton is in Calgary. These two teams split their four-game season series. Oilers won twice at home. Flames won twice at home. First time they have met in a playoff series since before almost everybody who's playing in this series was alive, 1991, 31 years ago. So, Simmer, you go first. Who wins the BOA?
Yeah, man, McDavid playing on such a level, guys, but hard to sustain. Old Smitty at his age, I think a bit of a drop-off. I'll take Calgary in seven.
Okay. Hammer.
I'm with the Flames as well, purely on goaltending. I don't trust Mike Smith at all. I like the Flames. Pulling this, I'm stuck between five or six, but I'm going to go six games here. End it in Edmonton.
Okay, Bakes.
I was going to take Calgary in seven, but the only way I'm going to catch Simmer is I got to do some differentiation. So I'm taking Calgary in six, even though I think it's going to go seven.
Yeah.
So should I write that? Calgary in six?
And now you're forcing JR to take the Oilers, and he's a Calgary fan. This actually sets up perfectly, right?
I actually think Edmonton has a chance to win this series. I think McDavid is at such a level right now. And with Tanev out, I think Tanev being out for Calgary is huge. Huge, because they've got nobody that's anywhere close to him and being able to shut down McDavid, which is, if you shut, you can shut down McDavid, right? You've got a good chance of winning the series. So I think that ends up being huge. So,
Draisaitl's hurt too, though, for the Oilers as well. That, he's banged up.
McDavid is so good. Oh, man. You guys all pick Calgary?
Yeah.
We all pick Calgary. We've got Calgary 6 and Calgary 7 so far.
Just do it, JR.
You want a flame sweep?
Be your own man.
Plus, if you pick the Oilers, the Flames will win. So.
That's exactly. Right.
All right. Exactly. I can't lose. I'm taking Edmonton in 7.
There you go.
I'm either going to be so far ahead you guys have no chance of catching me, or a better opportunity that I'll be so far behind that I'll be counting on the triple points for round 3 and the quadruple points for round 4. To potentially pull this out. So, all right, Bakes, we got it all written down. We'll send it off to you. You're nicely tucked in, drafting in behind first place right now, sitting third, only a point back. So we wish you the best of luck and appreciate the time this morning. We'll chat again soon.
Yep, see ya.
All right, there goes Jamie Baker in the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Gabriel Pizza, the official pizza.